Brown University professor Matt Kraft surveyed more than 7,000 teachers in 9 states, asking them about their spring remote learning experiences. Just to pull it off with such short notice and limited resources, he says, was Herculean. But he wonders why some places were a lot more successful than others. Zach Vanderveen is a former Hamilton teacher. He now runs the school software company Aubrey and says educators are really trying.
There is a very can-do attitude of, we can do this, we just need ways to learn how. And then there's obviously a big concern about social, emotional health. And then the third part being, how do you really scale up the online tools, virtual tools?
His partner, Damon Ragusa, says there's more to effective remote teaching than putting lesson plans online. He says teachers would benefit from online professional development classes and from better software.
Very bright spotlight's been shown on sort of the ineffectiveness of some of the technology that's out there for managing distance learning, or virtual learning is a good example.
Ragusa says districts have accumulated a lot of software over the past 5 to 7 years, but that isn't helping them.
You know, we call it the hangover, right? They're now dealing with the ramifications of having to manage so much software, having to deal with a lot of data being locked away in different software packages and not able to use well.
Vanderveen and Ragusa's company, Aubrey, have created a consolidated software package. Their company beat out McGraw-Hill, Scholastic, LexisNexis, and others to win Best Overall Education Technology Solution this year. As teachers in Hamilton, Vanderveen and Chris Rose came up with the idea and the district paid for its development.
A couple of years into the project, we were saving our district quite a bit of money, having lots of other districts approach us saying, we really like this, we'd like to use this. And that's what led to a conversation about, hey, I think we have something pretty successful here.
Vanderveen says COVID-19 has sped up the way districts think about how best to use the software tools they have or purchase new ones. However, Ragusa says software is just one piece of the puzzle to effective online learning.
There's another big, you know, barrier here to really effectively doing that. That's this issue of equity. As a company that works closely with, you know, urban core districts like Cincinnati Public, as well as a number of other smaller ones, you know, the challenge is, you know, it sounds great to go to virtual learning, but when, you know, 10, 12, 15% of your students don't have sufficient access to the internet while at home, you have to make decisions, you know, and you have to be able to provide education in a way that's uniform for all students.
Ragusa's colleague Vanderveen says that's where he thinks the federal government must step in and provide funds. The Brown University survey concluded schools can play a key role in helping teachers to address challenges by providing supportive working conditions during a time when they need them most. It says this is especially true when schools servicing low-income and Black communities hit hard during the pandemic. Ragusa says there are some positives for both teachers and students with blended learning.
Flexibility is going to be the name of the game for sure for the next couple of years. And I just don't think it's going to change. I think you're going to see school districts that want to go to some permanence around a blend of in-school and out-of-school learning. And I think that's probably a good thing given where higher ed is going as well and some disruptions that will happen in the higher ed space. So preparing students at an earlier age to be able to handle that, I think, is going to be positive.
You can find links to the teacher survey and resources at WVXU.org and Thompson 91.7 WVXU.